when I was on the end, we just looking for
myself. Yeah, well, I think Dunfermline executed their chances. You know, I didn't think there was anything in the first half whatsoever. It was a very, very close game in the first half. We're actually on the attack. We're probably three quarters away at the pitch. We'll lose the ball and we're hit with a body in a channel, and Declan McManus has got a easy free running and goal, and a strike at goal out of nothing, you know. So I'm saying to him, defenders, they should be organising down the bottom half of the pitch. They can't influence what's happening at the top of the pitch. You should be organising, and we shouldn't get caught like that. So, you know, we've been punished at the first goal, been punished at the second goal. We lose the ball in midfield and Dunfermline breaking us and score a very similar goal. I mean, Dunfermline have been very clinical tonight in their finishing. They don't think they missed too many chances. For that point of view, then, yeah, probably Dunfermline deserve to win. The third goal, you know, the boys executed the free kick very well, and the build up to the free kick again. What was it for a win for me? I mean, we don't do it, we end up giving away a cheap free kick. And as I say, I repeat myself, the boy executes quite well. You know, before that, we actually score, make it 2-1, 64 minutes, and then 3 minutes or so later, it's 3-1. You'll never give ourselves a chance to get, because at 2-1, you're back in the game, and anything can happen. We were well ahead at Stars Park, 2-0 up, we went 2-1, and Dunfermline went on to get a draw, and it could have been the same situation, but we didn't give ourselves that breathing space until we went 3-1 and gave them that cushion again. So, yeah, disappointing, obviously disappointing. You come here after a good result of the weekend and you're looking to try and, you know, reinforce that and build on it. And, you know, like a lot of teams, they look for that consistency. So we're still looking for that consistency, you know, which every team in the land's looking for. Hard to tell, you know. We're on a high at Tynecastle, we're on a low at Stars Park on the Tuesday night, we're on a high on Saturday because we win Dundee, and we're on a low tonight, you know. It's hard to tell if the two games back to back so quickly has got an effect on that. Yeah, hard to tell, really.
Jamie Gullen.
I mean, look, we're delighted to get Jamie back, you know. Unfortunately for him, he's coming in a night where as a team we've not done so well, you know. There's no doubt he'll play a big part between now and the end of the season, so we're delighted to get him back. Not much more I can say than that.
Right, okay guys, sure.